after writing two transformational books myself and supporting many other beings to do the same, I've become enthralled by the deep and mysterious magic that's activated when we choose to say yes to ourselves and commit to the book writing journey. Of course, we want to inspire change and new perspectives in our readers, but the transformation that happens as an author, both throughout the writing process and by actually releasing your book into the world, is surprisingly potent. I know I've been blindsided in the most disruptive and delicious ways by some of the changes my books have brought into my life. Writing a book is like casting a spell. Although we can never be completely sure what's going to be unleashed during the process, we choose to do it anyway. This Unbound One is a heroic journey. Each book has the potential to be a magical portal, a doorway to a new world, both for you and your reader. Each book has a very specific medicine that it's here to share with us. And each book gives us the opportunity to alchemize the magnificent imperfection of our experience into gold. The truth is that anyone can write a book. We could all get a few thousand words down and put them together. But what fascinates me is what happens when we allow the book writing process to go deeper. When we say, fuck it, get naked and dive way down beneath the surface. Letting go of the shoulds and any need to be acceptable, sensible, or approved of. What fascinates me is what happens when we make ourselves fully available to being transformed by the very act of writing a book. This is Unbound Writing, and this is the process we'll be exploring together here in the Unbound Writers Club. I'm Nicola Humber, author and founder of the Unbound Press, and I help magical beings to write the transformational book they're really here to write at this time. I'm your guide here in the Unbound Writers Club, and the aim of this podcast is to help you to feel supported, encouraged, activated as you embark on your book writing journey. Whether you're a first-time author or have many books out in the world, my hope is that you will find something here to inspire you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Unbound Writers Club. Today, we are beginning a series of episodes. For the next few weeks, we are going to be diving into the abundant author, what it means to be an author who is truly abundant in all the ways, and why this is a really important piece of the puzzle. So in case you don't know, my next book, which is going to be coming out in October, I'm just coming towards the end of bringing the manuscript together, is called The Abundant Author. And I have felt really called to this work over the past couple of years. I didn't know that the next book was going to be focused on this, but, you know, as I always do, when I feel the call to write a book, even if I don't know what it is, which was very much the case for this one, I kind of sense that it was something to do with business and kind of creating and running a business in an unbound way. But what became clear as I got into the process with this book is that it wanted to be focused, particularly on writers, on authors. And the reason for that is because through my own experience as an author, as somebody who mentors many, many writers through the book writing process, and as the founder of a publishing company, I have become frustrated that so many magical authors don't get to benefit fully from the huge amount of time and energy that they put into their books. Yeah, they like really the book is just the beginning. But so many of us have been conditioned and taught to believe that no, the book is everything. And that like once you write your book, like everything changes. And it does. I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast and connecting with my work for any period of time, you know my whole message is, or a big part of my message is, like, when you commit to writing a transformational book, you get to transform in the process. So yeah, everything does change as you write your book, and also once it makes its way into the world, but often not in the way we expect. And we may see other authors doing these big launches, having best-selling books, and, you know, success when it comes to writing and releasing a book can look a very particular way. And if we don't experience the same, we can judge ourselves for that and think, well, you know, this obviously isn't for me. My book obviously isn't good enough. I'm obviously not good enough. You know, it can feel like an anticlimax, and you can be left wondering, like, why did I put all that time and energy in? And believe me, I have felt all of those things. When I released my first book, Heal Your Inner Good Girl, back in 2016, like, I really thought that that would be it. Like, my business would be transformed, that I would sell thousands of copies. I would have, like, people flooding to work with me. And I don't know if I really, like, consciously thought that, but definitely under the surface, there was a lot of these beliefs going on that, you know, if I just wrote the book, then everything would change. And really, as I said earlier, it was the beginning of the journey. Yes, everything did change from that point. I ended up running a publishing company, which I never expected to do. I ended up, like, finding my soul work, which is holding space for magical women to write and publish transformational books. So everything did change, but it didn't change immediately. And it definitely felt like a bit of a, or a lot of a anticlimax when I released that first book. And this is what I hear from authors a lot. So I wanted to create this next book and this kind of next level of my body of work around the idea of the abundant author, how we can allow our books to be a seed for what wants to come next. And the whole premise of the abundant author, the book, the process, and we will have the Abundant Author Academy, which is the new membership, which will be launching very soon as we're moving through this series, is that your book gets to be the foundation for a particular offer or offerings that activate abundance in your world and also creates deeper connection with your people, with the people who are already part of your community, part of your world, and also, like, attracting, calling new people into your world as well. So, you know, it gets to be really exciting. It gets to be really juicy. It gets to be really abundant. And that's what the whole premise of this book and also this series of podcasts is going to be about. So whatever stage of your book writing journey you are at right now, maybe you haven't started yet. Maybe you're just feeling the call. Maybe you're somewhere in your process of writing your book. Maybe your book is out in the world already. Maybe you're writing another one. Maybe you have felt some of this kind of disappointment or frustration because when your book was released, it didn't have the impact that you imagined that it might have in terms of book sales and also the impact you imagined it might have on you as the author. And what I want you to know is that's okay. And also I want you to know whatever stage of the journey you're at right now, this idea of the abundant author applies. Because what we'll be diving into over the next few weeks is, first, we start with embodiment and intention. And you can absolutely be starting to embody the abundant author you're here to be, the abundant author you are, right from the beginning of your process. You can also bring in the other layers of the abundant author as well. So what we'll also be looking at in this series is visibility. And I know the idea of visibility can trigger many of us, but we're going to be reframing that. we'll be looking at creating a really juicy and compelling offer that feels amazing for you and also for your people. And we'll also be looking at how to launch and how to invite people into that offer. So those are some of the things we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. And for me, what the abundant offer is not, because it feels really important to name that, it's not about like how to become a bestseller and sell more copies of your book. Like that could very well be a byproduct of the process that I'm going to be taking you through. But when we focus on that, when we kind of get hyper-focused on numbers, in terms of, you know, how many copies do I need to sell to be a bestseller? Or, you know, like setting ourselves a particular number of copies that we would like to sell, we can end up blocking the abundance because we don't see the bigger picture. So really, I'm inviting you here to see the bigger picture and to recognize that book sales, like the very tip of the iceberg, there is so much more than that. You are so much more than that. Your book is so much more than that. Your book and the relationship you have with it gets to evolve and shift as it makes its way into the world. And as I've been talking about here, like it gets to be a seed. It wants to be the foundation for more. Your book knows that it is just the beginning when it makes its way into the world. And it gets to grow into something really beautiful that you get to hold space for and you get to invite people into and you get to benefit from. Like the transformational journey doesn't end when you complete your book. Like it opens the door to what is next for you and the work that you're here to do. Because if there's one thing I am absolutely certain of, as you write your book, you get to know yourself better. You get to know what you are here to do better. You receive clues. And sometimes they can feel subtle. Sometimes it can feel like a slap around the head. I know we know, all know that feeling. But you get to go deeper into like your gift, the unique gifts that you are here to share. So the abundant offer is all about really kind of reaping the benefits of that, allowing the whole process, your whole process, what you create, who you be, to be as bountiful as possible. So that is a taste of the journey that we are going to be going on over the next few weeks together. I have designated April, because as I'm recording this, it's the end of March. You could be listening to this at any time, but if you are listening to this as it comes out, we are about to move into April. And let's have an abundant April. Like for me, the whole of April is going to be devoted to inviting in more of the energy of abundance for myself and for you as well, for each of the writers who are part of this amazing Unbound Writing community, because this is something that's really important to me. And, you know, it's really important to us at the Unbound Press as a community. One of our values is generosity. And the way I see it is if we can get more abundance of all kinds, but yes, financial abundance into the hands of magical women, magical writers, like everyone benefits. Everyone benefits. Like that's a big part of how the world gets to change when we have access to resources where we can be fully who we are, that we aren't having to operate from a place of scarcity, where we can be investing in things, in people, in projects, in causes that are important to us. Like, let's do this. Let's do this. And right from the beginning of the Unbound Press, when I've tuned into what it wants to be, like the structure, the being that is the Unbound Press, like the message that has come through really strongly is that abundance gets to flow in all directions. it is a channel of abundance. These books, your book, your books get to be a channel of abundance. So this is me just opening the door to, like I say, this series of episodes that we are about to journey through together. Like I say, whatever stage of your process you're at, I hope you'll come with me. I hope you'll come with us and we'll get to play. We'll get to play with this. If you are listening to this at the end of March 2024 or the beginning of April, I am going to be hosting a 3-day event, which is called the Abundance Activation, the Abundant Author Activation. So I would love you to be part of that as well. We will put the link in the show notes, but you can go to unboundwriting.co/abundant-author-activation and be part of that. It's a free event. It's online. We're going to dive more deeply into some of the different layers of the abundant author. And yeah, let's go on this journey together. Let's open the door to more abundance. I would love to hear from you, like how this is resonating, what is sparking off for you. If you've got any questions, then I can speak to them over the next few episodes. So please do get in touch. You can either pop me an email. I'm Nicola at nicolahumber.com or find me on Instagram. I'm at Nicola Humber and pop me a DM. All right, my loves, let's do this. And I will see you again soon for the next in this series around the abundant author. What do you do when you want to write a book, but the usual approaches are leaving you feeling restricted, pressurized, not at all enough, and pretty dry, to be honest? You find another way, of course. And if you are listening to this, my free unconventional book writing guide is going to be perfect for you. It's designed especially for soul-led coaches, healers, and mentors who want to write a transformational book without spending hours on end chained to a desk. In it, I'm giving you my unique spin on the top 10 questions I hear from would-be authors, and it's going to help you liberate the way you write forever. Download your free copy of the guide now over at nicolahumber.com/10, 10-questions.